This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back to the Carson Anderson program. Gator and Stoney with you today. Doug will be back tomorrow. And as Doug would say, you know, we got some fresh Mel.
Oh, Uncle Mel.
But it's a fresh Mel with a twist. Not only do you get fresh Mel, but it's also fresh Field.
Oh, not Ryan Field.
No. Oh, love RF. Great guy. This is a Field Yates with ESPN as well as Mel Kiper. They've done a mock draft that goes to three rounds.
Yeah, they've done this when McShay used to work at ESPN. They did a back and forth. I don't know if it was for three rounds, though.
This is 100 picks.
Yeah.
They go back and forth suggesting trades. They go into this as if they were general managers and what they think they would do if they were playing general manager for all 32 teams. And they also use their personal rankings that they have to make selections. So, first pick overall, the Bears taking Caleb Williams. You got that. Jaden Daniels goes to Washington. The Patriots take Drake May. No changes in the top three. Number four, Arizona hangs on to the pick, and they draft Marvin Harrison Jr. Number five, oh, we have a trade.
Uh-oh.
The Vikings move up to number five. In exchange, the Chargers get number 11, number 23, and a first-round pick next year. So the Vikings go up and select J.J. McCarthy, quarterback for Michigan. So this goes along with everybody's mock draft has the same five guys going here. And some just, it's a matter of, you know, where it is. Usually it's the Vikings moving up to five to make the trade.
I'm a J.J. fan as a Michigan fan. I thought, stupid me, he should have stayed in school for another year, but that shows you what I know. However, if I'm the Minnesota Vikings, and I know I have, what, Sam Darnold is my starter as of right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. I am not trading, okay? Two number, you can say it's three, but it's not because you're getting one back. I'm not trading. I'm not giving up two first-round draft picks, 23 this year and a first round next year. And then, of course, you give up 11 to move up six spots to take J.J. McCarthy? No, I'm not doing that. There's a chance he could become great, yes, but I don't think he's going to be great. You're rolling the dice, man. You're really rolling the dice.
Well, I would agree with you. I'm not a big J.J. McCarthy guy. I don't think people are shocked with that, but I try to be objective about it. I just didn't see enough where I think he's worthy of a top 10 pick. I think he's got talent for sure. Would he benefit from another year in college? Yeah, but the fact that he's being talked about as being a top five pick, this is why you come out.
Oh, right, absolutely.
You do this, you know, but I'm surprised because I think very highly of Penix and I think highly of Bo Nix, but I'm kind of on an island on the Bo Nix thing. But nonetheless, J.J. McCarthy, fifth overall. Giants would take Malik Nabers. Then just looking on for other, you know, names of intrigue. Field Yates has the Dallas Turner, the edge rusher from Bama, going number eight. The Bears would take Roma Dunze, Wide receiver from Washington at 9. The Chargers would end up using that first draft pick they get from the Vikings to take J.C. Latham, offensive tackle for Alabama.
That's such a hardball pick. And at 12.
Well, it's a smart pick. Take an offensive lineman.
Right. At 12, you'd think of any team that needs a quarterback, it's going to be the Denver Broncos. So you figured, okay, Bo Nix here or maybe Penix. No, they go Brock Bowers.
Brock Bowers. The next pick, Quinyon Mitchell, the cornerback from Toledo. He goes to the Raiders. Continue to move on. Tyrion Arnold, the cornerback from Bama, goes 15 to Indianapolis. You look further on down. Leitu Latu, the outside linebacker edge rusher from UCLA, goes to the Rams at 19.
We got to get started with some more offensive linemen here for the Lions, right?
Jared Verse goes 21 to the Dolphins, defensive end from Florida State. We're getting closer. Xavier Worthy is the other pick the Chargers get from Minnesota. So they take an offensive lineman, and then they take the fastest wide receiver in the draft in Xavier Worthy from Texas. Moving on. Cooper DeJean goes 25 to the Packers, the corner for the for Iowa. I hate that because he goes to the Packers. The next pick, more heartache. Chop Robinson, the edge rusher from Penn State. He goes to Tampa Bay. Number 27, more heartache. There goes Nate Wiggins, the cornerback from Clemson. He'll go to Arizona through a trade with Houston. At 28, the pick before the Lions, Field the Eights has Adonai Mitchell, the wide receiver from Texas, going.
Well, they need a receiver after losing Diggs, among other things.
Which leaves the Lions at 29 to choose between, well, among other players, let's just throw out a few. Kool-Aid McKinstry, cornerback, Alabama. Xavier Leggett, the wide receiver from South Carolina. Darius Robinson, the defensive lineman from Missouri. Keon Coleman, the wide receiver from Florida State.
And it's Rakestraw, the cornerback from Missouri.
Yes. TJ Tampa, another a corner. So interesting, and there's some offensive linemen there as well, but clearly they don't go that route. Instead, they go with Darius Robinson, the defensive lineman from Missouri. Here's what Mel Kiper has to say. Robinson was unblockable at Senior Bowl practices in early February. He's a bit of a tweener, and he might be a better as a three technique tackle, but he could play some snaps at end in Detroit.
And he's from Canton High School.
There you go.
Which means nothing to the Lions. Or shouldn't.
Kool-Aid McKinstry goes the next pick to Baltimore. And Xavier Leggett finishes up the first round. He goes to the Kansas City Chiefs. Starting the second round.
Oh, second round. Wow. And we start off with a trade.
We have a trade.
Yes. The Rams get the first pick of the second round in a trade with Carolina. Panthers get 52 and 83 plus a third round pick in 2025. And the L.A. Rams select the successor to Matthew Stafford, Michael Penix Jr.
Interesting. It took Stetson Bennett a year ago. He got hurt and didn't play the season, but thought that they felt kind of highly about him. Maybe not so much if they're going to trade up to get Michael Penix. So this is Mel Kiper's pick. Keon Coleman going 34. Continue to look down there. Ennis Rakestraw goes to the Washington Commanders. That's a cornerback. TJ Tampa, another corner, goes 37 to the Chargers. You have the Giants making a trade.
Ooh.
With the Titans. The Giants move up to 38, and they also pick up pick 146 for 47 and 70, and they select Bo Nix, quarterback from Oregon. Ladd McConkey, another name that's been mocked to the Lions in previous mock drafts, he goes to Carolina, the wide receiver from Georgia. Continue looking down to see what other people are interesting here. Here's the player I liked a lot, and one player that I really seem to mock a lot, and that's Jackson Powers Johnson, the center guard from Oregon, goes 44th.
Wow.
Overall, this is a Field Yates pick.
That's the worst I've seen him in any mock draft.
I have not
by
seen
far.
Him. Yeah, I have not seen him slipping into the 40s. I barely see him slipping to the second round. So that's very interesting.
There's another guy I like who slipped to 47. He still might be there when the Lions pick next. And that's Adisa Isaac from Penn State. They have him going to Tennessee at 47.
Locally, Western Michigan's edge rusher Marshawn Nealand goes 48 to the Jaguars. Johnny Newton goes to the Cincinnati Bengals. There's your DJ Reader replacement.
Well, he had a an official, I guess, meeting with the Lions this week.
Mikey Sainristil goes 52 overall to Carolina. Continuing to go down. Where are the Lions picking? Well, you keep getting closer and closer.
55, Cooper Beebe, who I really liked, Kansas State.
Number 61, the Detroit Lions. Select Javon Bullard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Safety from Georgia. Mel Kiper making this pick again. He said, I recently picked Bullard, my top-ranked safety, in our big super teams draft. He can do it all. The Lions landed Brian Branch in round two last year, and they could build an elite duo with these two. Very interesting to say that. Braden Fiske from Florida State, he went 64 to the Kansas City Chiefs, but with the Lions taking Darius Robinson, we can understand why they wouldn't go that route. Chris Braswell in the third round goes first overall in the third round. The outside linebacker from Bama goes to Carolina. Moving on, Roman Wilson, wide receiver from Michigan, goes 67 to the Commanders. Looking for some more players locally. Chris Jenkins, defensive tackle from Michigan, goes 69. Thank you. To the Chargers. He's going to be reunited with Jim Harbaugh out there. That's a Mel Kiper pick. Junior Colston, another Michigan player, goes the very next pick to Tennessee. This is with a trade with the Giants. Tennessee would take him at 70 overall.
And I got to say, the Lions have at 73 a guy I am definitely not familiar with.
Nor was I. With a 73rd pick in the draft, Mel Kiper has the Lions taking Bub Means.
Bub. Sounds like a NASCAR driver.
Bub Means Business. He's a wide receiver from Pitt. Says Means was one of my combine risers in February. He has big hands, long arms. He ran a 4.43 40 in Indianapolis. He was productive in college, leading the ACC with 18 contested catches in 2023. He's also 6'2", to give a little perspective there. Cam Hart, a name we've seen mocked the Lions a lot. Cornerback from Notre Dame goes the next pick to Atlanta. Looking ahead, where else are the Lions drafting in this mock? Well, Zach Zinter goes 81 to Seattle, the guard from Michigan. I like Zach Zinter a lot.
Lions don't have another third-round pick.
It's just top 100, and it goes and goes and goes, and there you have it with the Lions. So I don't know if it's
– Oh, did you mention Blake Corum going 97 to Cincinnati?
No, I did not. Okay. So – Lions getting Darius Robinson. Okay.
Yeah.
I can live with that. You're passing in other positions to get that. But interesting with the other picks. With Bub Means.
I like the safety pick.
The wide receiver, and then the safety was the other one. So interesting to see what the Lions have done there. We'll discuss a little bit more in detail. We kind of rambled through it really quickly to get that. Want to get to some of your texts and calls as well. 248-539-9797 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.